Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, a retirement planning firm located right here in the Chicagoland area. We got a lot to get into today. You know, as a firm, we do what I like to call complete retirement planning. I'm an investment advisor rep. We provide portfolio management. We do tax planning, estate planning, income planning, all the things that make a complete retirement plan. We're going to get into a lot of things today. Want to talk about this, what's happening here. Is Warren Buffett sending a signal to stock investors, a $300 billion warning? We're going to talk about that. And then, of course, how does it relate to your investment plan? The problem with large IRAs, we've talked a little bit about this over the past couple weeks. I'll talk about a couple more points as it relates. It's great to have a large IRA, but we got to understand on the other side of it. And as we approach the end of year, there's things that we should be considering. We're going to get into that as well. I'm going to talk about, like I said, many things. We're going to get into as much as we can today, but I thought I'd dive right in and let's talk about the market. Try to kind of just touch upon this as it relates to your plan. Look, the market has continued to rally. I mean, we look at it, I think it's had over 40 new highs. By the way, let me just mention, anything that I offer today, or if you want some information, we have a whole library on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can always call us, too, at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want information, have questions, or want to even schedule a time. Let's, again, getting back to the market and kind of understanding your portfolio. Often I see people come in, they come in with a stack of investments, you know, they're not sure what they have. They may have so many statements and accounts, and their spouse may have, for those that are married, have a number of accounts. I've made the comment, or I've talked about this a number of times, Capitalize, a data firm, has said that there's over 30 million, I guess, 401ks, old 401ks from job changers, which represent about $1.6 trillion. So we know the issues are out there, but let's just talk about, again, your portfolio. Right now, again, the market has continued to make new highs. Some of that, you know, the Fed rate cuts, China has come out with this new stimulus. That's kind of helped. We have earnings season coming up. I mentioned the S&P has had 40-plus new highs, but what does that mean? This is maybe one of the most common or very common responses I get when people come in, because some of the questions we ask besides, okay, tell me a little bit about what your income goals are. Tell me about where your investments are. And I ask about the investment plan. And, you know, one of the things that, again, that I get fairly often is, you know, I've been aggressive for a long time and I'm kind of starting to realize I'm either in retirement, I'm getting close to retirement. It's maybe time to pull back the reins, and then we uncover what's in their portfolios. You know, I mentioned Warren Buffett right now, a 70-year track record of producing. Since 1968, the Dow Jones Industrial Average compound rate of return, 9.1%. The Berkshire Hathaway, while he took it over in 65, it's done 19.8% versus 10.2%, I'm sorry, for the S&P in that period. Big difference. And so, by the way, you can own Berkshire Hathaway if you want. We actually own it in one of our value portfolios, and it's just one piece of it. If you wanted to own the original share price, which many years ago you could have bought today, Berkshire, the A shares, $693,614, and I'm off maybe by a few dollars per share. So that's a tough one. Berkshire share Bs, you can buy it like an ETF, $463 per share. So you can own that in your portfolio. I just wanted to make that comment. The difference is the voting and so on, but they basically are the same investments. But Warren Buffett has sold off. It looks like he made several decisions. Like they're saying Buffett has amassed a cash and treasury bill position that approaches $300 billion in the third quarter. Okay. Says, I think over the last seven quarters, stock sales keep coming. And so the question is, he sold off like half his Apple, I think. He's the largest Apple shareholder. So what does this mean? And so what does this mean to you? I'm not suggesting that Warren Buffett is saying the stock market is going down, and not saying you should follow everything he says. But the point is, if you look at your own portfolio, what should we be doing? As I said, when we go in and we look at some of these accounts, the last thing you want to do is go backwards. Okay, we referred to this dangerous decade before, 5 years prior to retirement, 5 years after retirement. And as I said, a common refrain I get from those that come in is, maybe I'm a little too risky. And then you have to say, what do you own? I've given the examples of these target date funds that have dramatically underperformed, and those are default funds. I think 43% of 401ks own these funds. Do you own these funds? That's a question. Then when we look under the hood, we see sometimes these international. A lot of times there's these cookie cutter approaches to your investments, and you own a certain 10%, 15% international, 20%, and you know, that whole thing in the S&P, so much in bonds. You know, Warren Buffett also had a comment about bonds. He said bonds should come with a warning label. I'm going to make a comment on that, but I'd want to get back to the international versus the, and again, this is knowing what you own, knowing why you own it. Over the last 5 years, the S&P is up. These are just rough numbers, but they're not off by much, plus or minus. The S&P is up about 95% over the last 5 years. International, and I just took a Vanguard International fund, is up 24%. So you see the difference, and then how does this impact your portfolio? How does this impact your retirement? Do you know what you own? And so we have to be careful, because not only do we want to have a what we call a smart strategic plan to try to get the growth, should be balanced, knowing what, if you don't know what you own, right, that's a problem. And again, I get it, we're busy. This is not to be critical, but this doesn't have to be that complicated. And so it's important. Again, I mentioned with the bonds, that's another issue. Right now, bonds have, you know, if you look over the last 5 years, in many cases, they've been negative. And I'm not saying, again, you don't have bonds in your portfolio. There's an argument that bonds could start to, we could start, if, as interest rates come down, bonds could rally. But what percentage in your portfolio? And if you don't have the runway to recover, that can be problematic too. So, you know, first of all, I've mentioned these things. You can own some of these things in your portfolio. First step is to find out what you own. If you have an old 401k, get that into an IRA. There's portability. I've mentioned it before. You don't need three IRAs. You can have one. You don't need four Roths. You can have one. And so this is one of the most important things. I've mentioned the financial organization. Then once you get organized, understand what you own. And this is so critical to being successful. So, you know, these things are available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. I have the five-step method to creating a portfolio. It's certainly a good start, and maybe we'll get you off the shine. But let me just make another offer. You know, when everything is going well, and we're talking about the market, 40-plus new highs on the S&P, you know, you're happy, you're healthy, things are looking good, you feel like things are going well. But as soon as the market stumbles, or investments crash, or you're suddenly hit with an unexpected bill, life can get complicated fast. We're going to talk about a lot of these things. This is what I mean by being complete. And in this scenario, saving and investing alone won't be enough. You need a total financial game plan. And that's why we're going to put something together for you, just for the listeners on the show today. We'll create a customized, I like to call this a customized complete financial game plan specifically for you. And there's no obligation. We're not going to charge a dime. It's called our retirement roadmap. And so if you want to take advantage, just part of this is going to be the portfolio analysis. This is an opportunity for you to see what's possible for you to do with your money. The plan's going to show how much income you can save in taxes when you retire. We're going to talk about that. How much money you can generate in retirement income. How to pay for all the expenses throughout your health care and so on. So if you've saved $500,000 or more, give us a call. This is where I think it's most. I wish I could help everyone. But we have limited time on the calendar. If you want to schedule an initial analysis, you can call us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, if you want to schedule a time for this complete retirement plan. This could be the most important tool, I think, that could help ensure you retire successfully. It's customized specifically to you. Stick around. We have a lot more to get into. I want to get into, as I said, issues on taxes, end of year planning, large IRAs. A lot to talk about. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, a complete retirement planning firm right here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to give us a call, any information that I've offered or anything specifically you want as it relates to your overall plan, as I said, I don't know if it's investment planning, tax planning, income planning, estate planning, give us a call. We'll get information out to you or answer any questions. I said you can email me. I had a recent email from someone who wanted to know about Social Security. So they've looked at some analysis, but they want to, they're at a point where they need to make some decisions. I've gotten back to that person, and we're going to have a 15-minute call on it. So these are things that, again, any way I can help you, as you said, you go to alphawealthgroup.com, give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can download information from our library. And again, all of this information is free. There's no cost or obligation. If you want to take advantage, I offered that customized retirement roadmap specific to you. Gets into all of these areas, the five pillars of your retirement plan. You can walk out of here with a plan. You can give us a call or schedule a time at our website. I spent a little bit of time on the market in the first segment. I just wanted to mention, you know, the market obviously has been doing well, right? It's continued. There's been a number of, I think, things that have provided some stimulus. Certainly the Fed rate cuts. Before it was all this stuff with AI that's happening, which is still, I'm not saying these are bad things. The China stimulus recently came out. They haven't really totally said what they're going to do. You saw Asian markets really start to rally. They pulled back a little bit. Earnings season seems to be a little better than what's going on. But as Art Cashin used to say, I don't know if you've seen him before. I haven't seen him for a while. He's just an old hand on the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street. Says something like this: look, no tree grows straight up to the sky. The only tree that grows straight up to the sky was in a fairy tale. And so that's kind of true when we talk about investment. So I mentioned what Warren Buffett is doing. He has raised a large amount of cash, about $300 billion. It's almost a $1 trillion company, by the way. Berkshire Hathaway is a company. It owns railroads. It owns, you know, Progressive. It owns insurance companies. I'm sorry. It owns real estate companies and so on. And it's done very well. You can own it. Berkshire Class B shares. If you look it up, you can buy it in your portfolio. If you want to own it, you will own Berkshire Hathaway and all the companies that he owns. We own it in our value portfolio right now. We do have a dividend portfolio and more of a growth portfolio. Those are different types of stocks, of course. But anyway, something that you could put in your portfolio if you like that. And so it's just about having a smart, balanced portfolio. First of all, know what you own. I think all too often we have these discussions, and I say people come in and say, man, I should be pulling back a little bit. I'm getting close to retirement. And that, in many cases, is true. That's one call to action, I would say, from today's show. Let me pivot into another thing here, which is we want to discern between assets and income. You can have a big pot of money, and that's terrific. And we help with that. I think we do a good job. But there's also this component called income planning, because assets are not an income. And so Social Security is an example of income. Well, it's official. They came out. They come out every year in October. What is the increase? Now, this is not the 8% delayed retirement credit. That happens every year. So if your benefit is $2,000 a month, it's 65. Well, add 8% to that, it's going to be 2,160 the next year. It's 66, and then it's going to keep compounding at 8%. On top of that, that's on top of, not separate from, they have what's called a cost of living benefit. So if you go to SSA.gov, which if you haven't, you should, that's where you can find out what your benefits are. You've heard me talk about that. Go to SSA.gov, find out what your benefits are. If you look in February next year or the beginning of next year, they're going to be updated. 2.5%. That's it. Last year, I think it was 3.4. The year before, it was over 5. In fact, at one point, it was 8.7 because of the inflation. But that you're going to see, again, I think the average is you might see a $50 increase per month in your benefit. And so I just wanted to let you know it is official. They've estimated it to be around that much. It is 2.5. Every year they come out with this, it is added to your Social Security paycheck. You know, more than that, though, so if you think about this, here's an example. If you waited 1 year to take your benefit, it would be about 10% higher, just 1 year. Pretty significant. And so when I talk about this income planning, separate from the investments, separate from what you own, because remember, it's so critical when we talk about income planning, because we talk about replacing the paychecks, right? When you retire and the paychecks stop coming in, are you comfortable with 25, 30, 35 years without paychecks? Now, Social Security is an example of that. It provides income regardless of what you have in investments. This is my test, the three-prong test. Provides income regardless of the market, whether it's up or down. Provides income regardless of whether you have savings or investments. They can go to zero. That paycheck keeps coming in, and it happens at any age, 65, 75, 95. So what sources of income do you have coming in? And this is critical, especially with longevity risk. market risk, all of these things that come into play. And so I did this. This is just an example. I mean, just an 8% compounded. If you had $30,000 benefit at 65, you know, it would be roughly 44,000 if you waited till 70. And that's for the rest of your life. Now, I'm not saying you have to wait till, well, you don't have to, but anyway, you can take it at 68, 69, 67 in 2 months, or whatever you decide. But the longer you wait, that goes up. And it's, there's a cost of living plus the delayed retirement credit every year. The other thing, I'll make some general comments on this, is not only is it a higher benefit during your lifetime, if you predecease your spouse, and I have these conversations all the time when someone comes in, I want you to understand the higher benefit's going to stay for both your lives. So sometimes, you know, I know there's that, do I take it? I'm, you know, I really like to get that check right now, or do I wait because I know it's going to be higher? Sometimes you can split the difference. Maybe one spouse takes it early, the other defers. In that case, you typically want to defer the larger amount, right? Well, because the larger amount stays for both your lives. And during both your lives, you'll have both Social Securities. And then ultimately, if one spouse passes away, one of the Social Securities goes away, which we're going to talk about some of the risks here. One of the Social Securities goes away, but the higher one stays for the rest of your life. And so in the words of Lawrence Kotlikoff, I've quoted him many times, you know, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So this is pretty important. And I've talked about this, and this is just one example of income. Look, if you have pensions, that's another. I'll talk a little bit about those if I get a chance later today, but later in the show. But, you know, so pensions, your pension benefit, again, is an income. Comes in at any age, comes in regardless of the market, comes in regardless of saving investments. You know, what is the survivor benefit on that? That kind of couples with the Social Security benefit. For those of these are irrevocable decisions, by the way. Pensions are, you can't go back and change it. Social Security, you know, you're down the road, you can't go back and change it. And I've given the example from that the Forbes has estimated that 96% of people miss out on roughly $111,000 of Social Security because of their claiming strategies. And so it's really important that we understand some of this stuff. I have a report called the Social Security Decision in our library on our website. Again, there's no perfect answer, so please don't. I don't want to give that impression. But certainly, you know me, I've said it many times, making informed decisions is so important. And this is part of it. So that's just one of the examples, not only on your pension. Again, I tell people, look, when you come in, bring in your pension options. I've had meetings this week, two or three people. They're getting their information from their company. We're going to go through it. Now we're laying out an income plan. On top of, I just talked about having an investment plan. Remember the five pillars? We've just kind of covered a couple of them, and we're going to get into more. So there's all that information that's available to you that we'll get out to you if you have questions specific to you. But let me make another offer here, because everybody's situation is unique. When it comes to investments, income, Social Security, all of that. So if you've recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years and you want to help secure the best retirement possible, I'm going to make a statement here. You should absolutely give us a call right now. Let me ask you, what have you done to protect assets? What have you done to try to keep the tax man off of your hard-earned savings? How can you try to keep every penny possible? What about the skyrocketing costs of health care and these things, long-term care? And then getting the most out of Social Security, having an income plan. If you don't have a comprehensive plan in place, the shortfalls can add up to tens of thousands. I'd say even hundreds of thousands over your lifetime. So let us help at no cost or obligation. Just call and request our retirement roadmap. We'll sit down, throw everything in a box. Come on in. It's a customized plan specifically for your financial situation. This process shows you how to reduce taxes, get more out of your IRA, pay for health care, generate income, optimize Social Security benefits, and more. So give us a call. We have limited spots. As I always say, I wish we could help everybody. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I have much more to get into. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal of the Alpha Wealth Group, complete retirement planning firm right here in Chicagoland. Talked about a couple topics as it relates to your retirement. Our goal, I should say, every week is to try to give you some ideas to maybe get you motivated to take a look at your plan, maybe take action and actually do some of the things, which I'll talk about some of these, like Roth conversions or Roth IRA contributions, maybe doing a portfolio analysis, making changes to your accounts that reflect your goals, your risk tolerance, your investment objectives, those types of things. Now I want to talk about another piece. By the way, if you want any information that I've talked about, you want to schedule a time, you want to send me an email, you want to chat about anything, you know, you can give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. I should have mentioned that. We do a weekly newsletter, try to keep things that are timely, keep you on top of things, information that's important to you. And so that's all available there. Let me go into one other area. As I said, one of the overlooked areas is when we talk about, in general, our retirement plan is that a lot of these things connect, right? You can't talk about Social Security, we're talking about required taking money out of your IRA and 401k. You can't talk about estate planning without talking about, you know, protecting and having the right documents in place to control your assets during your lifetime and long-term care. And all these things just overlap, right? So one of the areas I wanted to get into here, which I haven't talked about in a little while, but it's so critical to your plan. I call this, and this is, again, one of the five pillars, asset protection. What are you doing to protect the assets, not only just the assets you've grown during your lifetime, but also protect you're an asset, right? And so there was this, I was just reading this about Google employees when they pass away. This is their company. Their families receive very generous death benefits. They have up to, now this isn't the number everyone gets, but up to $2.5 million, or three times the employee's annual base salary. Surviving spouses can receive an income benefit up to 50% of the base salary for up to 10 years if a spouse passes away. These are pretty nice benefits. Survivors also receive all vested stocks immediately. So God bless, I mean, hey, that's great. These are benefits that they provide. But, you know, again, for you, we talk about these risks in your, and sometimes I say they're asleep, you know, for spouses. We talked about, and that's why, remember I said these things relate? Because if you pass away, one of the incomes, Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced. Now you're exposed potentially to a higher tax bracket because you're filing individually. And so I pose the question, what does your plan say to protect? This is the protection piece of your plan. And I know it's not the funnest part about going out and saying, I'm going to go, you know, buy some stock. I'm going to buy Tesla. I think that's going to rally. I'm going to buy Nvidia or Microsoft, whatever it is. That's not as exciting, but it's critical. And I've made the comment before, it's not about the risk, because we can talk about the risk. It's about the consequences, and they can be pretty devastating. And you may know some people in your that you've come across, but as I said, you know, if you pass away, that's one example. What if you have a long-term illness? But let's talk about the life insurance briefly. So one of the things, again, when someone comes in, one of the areas I ask, well, tell me a little about your life insurance coverage. I'm life insurance licensed as well as an investment advisor rep, you know, so I've been doing this a long time. So I understand all the insurance aspects, whether it's long-term care, annuities, or life insurance. And there's ways to own it. So if you own a policy through your employer, I'll just make some brief comments here. Keep in mind that may not go with you. First of all, what is the amount? Okay. Life insurance does go income tax-free to the beneficiary. It's not estate tax-free, which is another point. But so it could be exposed to estate taxes, but it is income tax-free to the beneficiary, if it's spouse or children. Now, if you've just had that through your employer, if you leave your employer, that may not go with you. In many cases, it does not. So now what happens? Well, you may be, well, you'll be uninsured for sure from a life insurance standpoint. And what happens if you're uninsurable? And now you're rated. And so this is why when I talk about understanding that piece of your plan to protect yourself, well, I say your spouse and your family, because again, if you pass away, certainly the income goes away. You're not contributing to your plans. In addition to that, you know, as I said, if you're retired, a Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced. There's tax exposure. We'll get into some of this in the next segment. But just do some evaluation. This is not uncommon. People come in and say, you know, I mean, we're older. The kids are gone. We don't really need life insurance. Maybe. I don't know. But is it something you can look at? I'll talk about one other example that can come here. Again, about the protection piece. You know, if someone were to require long-term illness, we've looked at some of these numbers, and I'm not saying, you know, this will happen to you. Again, it's not about the risk. It's about the consequences. longtermcare.gov, some of these other places have said, you know, there's a 65% chance, or a couple age 65, there's a 70% probability someone will need long-term care. And so now they offer long-term care, life insurance with a long-term care benefit. And so this is something, again, if you're considering it, so it's not a use it or lose it. In other words, if you buy a policy, let's say it's $500,000 death benefit, which says, you know, that's going to go to my spouse or and or children income tax free. Okay. Also, they have provisions in some of these where it says, if you need long-term care, you can spend the death benefit during your lifetime. I'm simplifying it, but that's basically how it works. And again, you can get more information. I'm happy to provide information to you on this. So in other words, you could say you have close, typically it's 96% of the policy value, but so you could have maybe $480,000 of long-term care benefit. Guess what? If you don't use the long-term care, the death benefit goes to your spouse and children. So you have protection from, unfortunately, from death, and you have protection from a long-term care. This is the protection piece. And if you go through part of the death benefit, let's say you go through $200,000 and there's still $300,000 left and you pass away, that goes to your family. So this is a way to provide a couple levels of protection and say, now I can focus on the other things. You can kind of check the box on that. The estate planning works with this too. Remember, I said these things overlap. That's why I'm a big proponent of doing estate planning. We do it through our firm. We have an attorney that does it. I'm a big fan of it because then you should say, well, do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a living trust? Remember, if you're incapacitated and you have a long-term illness and you can't act for yourself, well, unless you have a power of attorney, your family, either your spouse or children, will be in probate trying to get power of attorney for you. This is why I'm talking about being complete. So let me do this again. If you want some information on anything we talked about, whether it's the life insurance, the long-term care stuff, how this works as part of your plan, not the most exciting, but certainly one of the most critical, let me know. We can get information out to you. If you want to send me a question, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. Send me a question. You can give us a call directly, and we'll chat. And as I said, for those that want to take advantage of what I offered, I said, for those that have recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years, and you want to help secure the best retirement possible, this is all part of it. I've talked about the investments. I've talked about income planning. I'm talking about asset protection. Those are three of the five pieces. I'm going to get into taxes in the next segment. But as I said, if you want to look at your plan, understand where you walk out of there, understand some ideas, put things in place, take action before the end of the year, you should absolutely give us a call right now. And you can schedule a time. There's no cost or obligation. You'll sit down with me personally, and we'll go through and talk about minimizing taxes, creating income, covering these what-ifs. This is what it's all about. So the strategies, you know, I wish I could help everyone. We just have limited time on the calendar, but give us a call, 630-864-6711. I'm confident it'll be a good experience. We're very laid back here. We'll get into some great things that'll be helpful to you, and hopefully you'll walk out of here with a lower stress level. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I'm going to get into some issues as it relates to taxes now. Got a lot more to talk to you. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We've covered a lot of that, these pieces about being complete. We can only touch upon them briefly. That's why I offer information. That's why I offer opportunities to just chat, opportunities to come in. Any way we can help you, just let us know, and we'll try to provide the information. It's not uncommon for me to get emails. Mentioned I got one recently about questions regarding Social Security. I've received them on any questions about long-term care, Roth conversions, and on and on. I will get back to you if you have a question, if you want to schedule a time to talk. Again, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, get on my calendar, alphawealthgroup.com, or give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Let me talk a little bit about taxes. I try to cover a lot of different, there's many ideas. We have the report in our library on, I think there's seven, I may have added eight strategies to getting to tax-free. You know, we talked about long-term care and health care and those issues, asset protection, and so health savings accounts. I'll move on these quickly, but you have till the end of the year. It relates to end of year stuff too, to establish a health savings account. You know, health savings accounts are tax-free. So we're going to have expenses in some level. You have medical expenses, but what if they could, you could pay for them tax-free? The other benefit to health savings accounts is the money you put in is tax-deductible. So you get a tax deduction. It grows, and you know it can, it's invested. It can grow. There's no taxes on the growth. And when you pull it out for qualified medical expenses, no taxes. So pretty powerful stuff. Are we incorporating these into our plan? So I just wanted to mention that since I talked about some of these healthcare issues in the previous segment. See how these all relate? Anyway, you have till the end of the year to do required minimum distributions. I don't talk about this enough, maybe, because we forget. You have until December 31st if you do not make the required minimum distribution. By the way, it's age 73 now. You have to take required distributions at that point. There's what's called the Uniform Lifetime Table. You can look it up online. Divide by a number. Add up all your retirement accounts. Divide by the number. And that's what you got to take out. I think the first year, the number's 27.4. Don't ask me why. Why they just don't do a percentage. The next year, it's 26.5, 25.6, 24.6. You know, it keeps going down. So you're dividing by a smaller number, which means the idea is you have to take out more each year. Again, keep in mind, you have to take the money out. It's a 25% penalty if you do not take it out. So these are important things to understand. And so that's why I mentioned before, we're going to talk about the potential problem with large IRAs. Remember, that money is a taxable, whatever the tax rate is. We are currently at 40-year lows in marginal tax brackets. We are obviously at the highest debt ever. It is unbelievable and unimaginable, not even including unfunded liabilities, which have been estimated over $100 trillion. You've got a national debt of over $35 trillion past that mark not too long ago. Anyway, this is what we need to deal with in the future. What is the threat to? We talked about the threat, you know, understanding your market risk. We talked about creating income you can't outlive. We've talked about what happens, unfortunately, if there's a long-term illness or a premature death. What are you doing to protect from that? Well, there's one other thing. What are you doing to protect from the potential increase of higher tax rates? Right? If you have to pull money out of an IRA or 401k or 403b, it doesn't matter. They're all tax deferred. You're going to pay tax on whatever the tax rate is. I've done the example many times. You pull out to net 30, you got to pull out 40 in a 25% effective tax bracket. Okay? You got to pull out 40, 10,000 goes to your partner, the government. You get 30. Tax rates go up, will you have to pull out more? Yes, you will. That's just math. Okay? With Roth, you do not have to be to net 30, you just pull out 30. So when you hear me kind of pound the table on Roth, again, here's the end of the year. We talked about required minimum distributions. By the way, you might want to take a look at where you draw them from. You might want to draw them from the higher producing accounts. If there's a year the market's down, maybe take it from a fixed account. You can be strategic about it. You can also do what's called qualified charitable contributions. The RMD will not be taxable if you do that. Think about those things. Are we doing these things? We have to be proactive in our taxes. And so that's why we talk about these Roth conversions. Again, you have until the end of the year. And after this year, there's one more year left on the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. I don't know what's going to happen with tax rates. I don't know what's going to happen with but marginal tax rates are set to go up. It's in the law right now. So if you don't do something this year, you have one year left, 2025 potentially. And so, you know, Roth conversions are something you should be thinking about. You know, you're in a 22%. Now I'm going to talk about joint, but you're in a 22% tax bracket of about $201,000. You're 24 all the way up to 383. Would you move money at 22% to never pay tax on it the rest of your life, have no required minimum distributions, doesn't tax your Social Security, is not used in Medicare premium calculations, and goes to your spouse and children tax-free? I know I repeat myself, but those are all true statements. So we should maybe consider some of these things. I think when we hear some people say, well, I'm going to pay 22%, you may be in a 12%. And I've come across this fairly often when I sit down with individuals. You have RMDs. So if you don't do something at some point, you're going to have to take it out. And then, oh, by the way, as part of the new rules, again, it's completely taxable to your spouse. It is completely taxable to your children. They have to take it out within 10 years and maybe doing it at their highest earning years, turning around and giving 30% to the government. So these are things, and there's so many different ideas. I talked about HSAs. I talked about Roth conversions. These are things, RMDs, required minimum distributions, you have until the end of the year. By the way, if you've inherited an IRA from a non-spouse beneficiary, you have to take RMDs. The rules came out. It's just insanity with these IRS rules. But if the person you inherited from, again, a non-spouse, so let's say you inherited from a parent who was taking required distributions, you have to take required distributions. 25% penalty if you don't. So we need to understand these rules. With Roths, you do not. And Roth IRAs do not have required distributions. And to your children, they can defer them up to 10 years and let this thing just continue to grow, hopefully, for 10 years before they tap into it. And oh, by the way, there's no tax on it. So this, again, I can't get into all of these things. That's why I say we have these reports on our website, these tax reports that give ideas of Roth conversions, Roth 401ks, after-tax 401k contributions, non-deductible IRAs, HSAs, many ideas. And then just be more tax efficient and understand your distribution strategy. So there's a lot there that we could be doing. But you see how all of these things relate? Because guess what? If I reduce my, I have more money in this tax-free, I may get out more or all of my Social Security tax-free. Now the income and tax are working hand in glove. So as I said, these are just things that we could be looking at. So many things that I think we could be doing. And that's why I make the offer of coming in. Because I'm pretty confident we're going to find a number of things that you could be doing. I would say at a minimum, you'll walk out of here with at least a few ideas, not just a complete retirement plan. And that's what I offered. And I said, if you've recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years, if you want to help secure a good, solid retirement, know where you stand. Okay, understand what you own in your investments. Feel comfortable with your investment plan that you can stick with. I think that's where the success rates come. Reduce taxes so you keep more in your pocket. Protect the assets for yourself and your family. And then to the extent you don't go through those assets, they go to your spouse and children in the most efficient manner, and grandchildren. That's a plan. So if you want to take a look at that for yourself, because I know everybody's situation is unique, you should absolutely give us a call right now. If you want to take advantage of that, I said there's no cost or obligation to it, and I mean it. We'll go through everything with you, and I think it'll be time well spent. If you want a time to take advantage of that, give us a call. You know, we have limited time in the calendar. As I said, I wish we could help everyone. We just can't. I try to do as best I can, as far as I said. If you want to email us or send us. But if you want to schedule a time, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, as always, thanks again for listening. We're going to be back next week at the same time to cover some more topics. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.